Meditation Scriptures, Volume 1. Introduction. This recording is specially designed to help young Christians grow spiritually. The Bible tells us that we are spirit beings who have souls and live in physical bodies. This can be found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. People train their bodies by physical exercise and their souls by mental education. But the great need of Christians today is to train our spirit man. I only came to this realization one day in a vision, when the Lord graciously revealed to me the condition of my spirit man. It looked as skinny as a bamboo stick. It was so weak that the demons surrounding me in that vision formed a solid wall against my path, and I could not make any progress. When I came out from that vision, God spoke to me and told me that that was the condition of my spirit man. I prayed for God to teach me to feed and train and strengthen my spirit man. It was then that God began to show me about meditation and contemplation. I started spending about 6 to 7 hours daily in the confession of God's Word for a period of about 1 year. As a result, my entire life and ministry was completely transformed. Within a period of about 6 months, while I was preaching the Word of God, the gifts of the Spirit started operating. When I prayed for the sick or cast out demons, I found new strength of power and life flowing out from me. I have never been the same since. Everything we do in the Christian life that is of any spiritual value would have to be done through our spirit man. Paul said that he served God by his spirit man. This is found in Romans chapter 1 verse 9. Our spiritual strength is proportional to the strength of our spirit man. In normal usage, the word meditation speaks of the silent thinking upon an object or a thought. However, in studying the Bible, there is an aspect of meditation that is not silent. In the Old Testament, there are several Hebrew words translated as meditate, but the main one is the word haggah. This word has been translated as mutter twice in Isaiah chapter 59 verse 3 and Isaiah 8 verse 19. The word meditate 6 times in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, the book of Psalms chapter 1 verse 2, Psalm 63 verse 6, Psalm 77 verse 12, Psalm 143 verse 5, Isaiah chapter 33 verse 18. The word speak is found 4 times in Psalm 35 verse 28, Psalm 37 verse 30, Psalm 115 verse 7, and Proverbs chapter 8 verse 7. The word study is found 2 times in Proverbs chapter 15 verse 28 and Proverbs chapter 24 verse 2. The word talk is found 1 time in Psalm 71 verse 24, and finally the word utter is found 1 time in the book of Job in chapter 27 verse 4. Can be noted from these scriptures that meditation does indicate the use of mouth as an instrument to mutter or speak God's word. Moreover, when we read God's word silently, we are only using our eyes to take in God's word. But when we read God's word aloud, we are using our eyes to see, our mouth to speak, and our ears to hear. Three, instead of one of our senses, are actively taking in God's word. There is a place for silent meditation in the Christian life, but I would rather define that as contemplation. Confess aloud the promises of God's word in this recording to yourself every day. They have been personalized for you. The Apostle Paul exhorted Timothy to meditate on these things, as it is found in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. If we study what these things mean, we can see that Paul is referring to the words of faith and of good doctrine. This is found in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16 and 6. The second thing that should be done is to pray in tongues regularly in our life. We suggest that you pray at least 1 hour in tongues every day. Here are some reasons why we should pray in tongues. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14, it says, "When we pray in tongues, it is our spirit that prays. Our spirit is activated and dominates our whole being as we pray in tongues." In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4, it says, "Our spirit is built up and energized when we pray in tongues." In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, and in the book of Acts chapter 10, verse 46, we see that when we pray in tongues, we are speaking unto God and magnifying Him. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 18, it is said that praying in tongues, which is praying in the Spirit, is part of our spiritual weapon against Satan. In Jude chapter 20, it states, "When we pray in tongues, we build up on our most holy faith." Romans chapter 8, verse 26 states, "Praying in tongues helps us in our prayer life." Romans chapter 8, verse 27, it states, "Praying in tongues is prayer in the perfect will of God." In Romans chapter 8, verse 26, it's written, "Praying in tongues helps us against infirmities." The word infirmity is the same word that is used when Jesus is said to have borne our infirmities and sickness. This is found in Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. Praying in tongues creates a spiritual force in and around us that makes us immune to sicknesses. Read the book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 8 to 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 21, the book of Isaiah chapter 28, verse 11 and 12. They all state that when we pray in tongues, we enter our spiritual rest. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15, and John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24, it states, "Praying and singing in tongues helps us to worship God at a higher level than our understanding permits." There are many, many other dimensions of life in the Spirit. Example, singing in the Spirit, ministering to God, speaking to ourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and so forth. But we can make a start even right now by being effective in the spiritual realm by praying in the Spirit. please read 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15, the book of Acts chapter 13, verse 2, and Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Once in a vision, God showed me the world surrounded by thick forces of darkness. As Christians prayed in the Spirit, beams of light flowed from the Christians and scattered the demonic forces in the atmosphere. The beams of light punched holes in the thick darkness and reached through to the throne of God. Meditation and prayer are keys never to be neglected all through our spiritual walk. The Spirit of wisdom and revelation rest upon you as you meditate upon the Scriptures and pray unceasingly in the Spirit. In Jesus' name, Amen.